Hi, this is Chris Cordes for Self Help Magazine. We're going to talk about weight loss and different aspects of weight loss. So now imagine you're trying to lose weight, but you're finding it hard. Okay. So your friend tells you there's a nutrition shop next to you. Why don't you go and see their diet pills? So you listen to that person, you walk in. And you greet the salesperson, and all they tell you is wonderful things about their diet pills, like Lipo-6 or Hydroxycut. And let me tell you how dangerous these pills are in the long run and in the present moment. These pills contain more than 200 milligrams of caffeine. This will destroy your immune system. This will disrupt your brain. This can cause illnesses. Not just the caffeine, but the 5 other stimulants that they put in it. I fell into that trap once and I took one pill of Lipo-6, just one. And I felt like I was going to die. I was really feeling weird and paranoid. A lot of people who have taken these pills have been hospitalized and then have been diagnosed for mental illnesses. So don't listen to this salesperson. They're just people who want to sell. They want to sell. They don't care about you. They want to sell you diet pills. Now, there are also pharmacy diet pills, but they're not natural. They're chemical. Those are even worse. And you can ask any doctor and he or she will tell you, do not take them. I think there was one medication called Reductil or something like that, and it was a chemical diet pill, and it was in stores, in pharmacy stores. So what I understood from that is that it just stops your appetite. It removes your appetite, so you don't eat much. But it caused harm for a lot of people, so they had to take it off the shelves. And this is why diet pills don't work. Don't count on them. How about a gastric sleeve or a gastric bypass surgery? Well, it looks good, doesn't it? It looks like you have found the right solution. I know this guy who did a gastric sleeve surgery. That means they cut 80% of your stomach and they leave the rest so you eat very little. But what a lot of people don't know is that your stomach expands no matter how much you cut it. So if you start eating a little bit more and then a little bit more and then much more, the elasticity of the stomach becomes wider and your stomach can come back to normal. So wasting money on a gastric sleeve surgery is not going to help. Now, gastric bypass, on the other hand, is different. You can gain weight again with a gastric bypass, but the difference is whatever you eat gets flushed out when you go to the toilet to do number 2. So you don't get the fat or the calories in your body. But you have to live for the rest of your life by taking vitamins, multivitamins and different herbs, because you won't feel normal. You're not gonna feel the same as someone who didn't do the surgery. You're gonna have health problems. I want to share a story with you. I did the gastric sleeve surgery. It cost me $10,000. And I did it and I lost weight. But what it does when you don't eat and when they remove the glands of hunger, you turn to something else. And I took the wrong turn and I turned to alcohol, which made me gain weight. And whenever I was drinking, I was hungry. So it's a vicious circle. I started gaining weight again and again and again. Until one day I looked at the scale and I said, "That's it, I'm stopping." I don't want to use the word willpower because it's been overused, and sometimes willpower is not good enough. Let's say an epiphany or a change of mind. So I decided I want to become skinny, ripped. This is what I want. This is truly what I want. What did I do? I started fasting, drinking lots of water, juices, and taking my vitamins every day without eating anything. If I got hungry, I would eat an apple and that would be it. Then I would take breaks. I would eat normally, but not hugely normally. I would have some tuna or maybe some sashimi, proteins, a lean steak, chicken, a little bit of minced meat to make a burger, but without the bread. Things like that, soups, sometimes noodles even, and sweet potatoes because they're healthier than regular potatoes. Until I reached my goal. And what was my goal? To become a size zero model. And this is what I became. I became a size zero. And I was so happy. So life is a fluctuation. When you have emotional hunger or an emotional disorder, we'll talk about that now. So before we start, I just want to tell you that don't do a surgery. Don't do the gastric sleeve or the gastric bypass. Do not take diet pills. You're going to ruin your life this way. This effort has to come from you. The weight loss has to come from you. Because I remember clearly the surgeon who was going to do my gastric sleeve, he said to me, your BMI is really high. You're not going to be able to lose weight on your own. It's impossible. You have to do the gastric sleeve. And if only I hadn't listened to him and I had done the weight loss all by myself, things would have been better and I wouldn't have battled with alcohol. Emotional eating. Emotional eating is found all over the world. In America, 70% of women have emotional eating problems. Men, 40 to 50% emotional eating problems. So what do you do when you have emotional eating problems? You see a therapist who is very, very into that stuff. Someone who is experienced in emotional eating, emotional disorders. So let's begin by bulimia. You eat your pizza that you want so badly and then you go and you puke everything. Then you have anorexia where you starve yourself to death. And then you have the people who stay fat and just eat their feelings. They don't stop. They just eat because they don't want to think. They want to feel good. So they go to McDonald's or they go to Pizza Hut or they order in until they become 500 pounds. And then it becomes impossible for them to get out of bed. So this is one of the problems. So emotional eating comes from, it's psychological. Comes from your past. A lot of people who have been abused in the past will become emotional eaters. A lot of people who have been criticized badly throughout their lives will be an emotional eater. Do you sometimes have dinner and then in the middle of the night you find yourself, your head in the fridge? A lot of people have done that. Looking for food, looking for comfort because you don't feel good about yourself. So it's not that easy. A lot of people will tell you, why don't you eat a salad or you eat something healthy? They start to make fun of people who have problems with weight, people who are obese. And they don't understand why this person cannot lose weight. It's not because they can't do it. It's because they're struggling in their mind. The mind is the most important thing. If your mind is not straight, it's not working properly, it's not on the right track, then you can never lose weight. So therapy is very good for people who have emotional eating disorders. That's very effective. Psychotherapy, I would advise you to do. Do not take diet pills and do not do surgeries. Do your best. Pray every day. Ask someone for support, a friend, to help you with your weight loss journey. Get a journal and write down everything that you've eaten throughout the day. Don't watch too much television because it will only make you hungry. Think about good things. Think about how happy you will be when you show off your body at the beach. There's an upside to this. When you lose weight, your self-esteem will get better. Your confidence will skyrocket and you'll feel great about yourself.